Recommended budget was delivered to you on May 1. Tonight is for the public hearing, the required public hearing on the budget. The budget adoption is scheduled for June 19th. And on June 19th, I just wanted to make you aware, as I'm sure you already know, that there are several items that would be part of the that agenda item. One would be for the budget ordinance, for adoption of the ordinance, a resolution to adopt the pay plan for 12-13, a resolution to approve a 3% cost of living adjustment, a resolution to adopt miscellaneous fees and charges, as well as a reimbursement resolution for your 12-13 capital purchases, a resolution for the town attorney contract, and a resolution to designate fund balance. So I've got a, I think you already know what's in the budget. I have a 6 slides if you want to hear them, but we can skip over that if you would like.
I have 3 people signed up to speak, so why don't we hear from the 3 people and then see whether there are any questions we have for the staff to follow up on that. The first person signed up to speak is Molly DeMarco. Molly?
Good evening, everybody. Mayor Chilton and Alder folks. As Mayor Chilton already said, my name is Molly DeMarco. I'm here with the Fair Jobs and Wages team from Orange County Justice United. I'm here to speak tonight in favor of your funding of a position to work with day laborers, the town, including the police department, employers, and neighbors on more dignified conditions for our neighbors as they work. I'd just like to have folks who are here from HRC and from Justice United and El Centro to raise your hand because you're here in support of this. Thank you. So we'd like to thank you all for rescinding the anti-lingering ordinance to improve conditions for our day laborer neighbors. We'd also like to thank you for requesting that funds be put in your budget for a day laborer position to work with the county, with the town. Members of Justice United, the Human Rights Center, and El Centro Latino, Hispano, all worked together on drafting a position description, and we're currently working together on guidelines for supervision of that position. We feel that the funding for this position is a key step in improving conditions for those seeking day labor. It's also important to establish this position as a transition to starting a worker center in our community. Our 3 organizations are dedicated to working for the success of this position, and we urge you to continue your support for that funding. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Molly.
Molly, while you're there, I want to let you and others from Justice United know you were all here a couple of years ago talking about the housing wage question, and when we had the budget presentation a couple of weeks ago from the town manager, the board asked him to come up with a plan that would accomplish 2 things. One is removing what's now in the personnel policy, a reference to a living wage that's pegged to the poverty level, and instead replace that with reference to the housing wage that you all suggested, and then part of also a plan to move, there's basically a handful of positions in Carrboro that are below the housing wage, and we directed him to also have a plan to bring those positions up to the housing wage. And so that's part of his work plan now in his first couple months on the job. So hopefully we'll have good news on those fronts before too long.
Well, so wonderful, Dan.
Thanks for coming in.
Right. The next person I have signed up is Chris Brook and then Robert Dow.
Good evening. I don't want to spend too much time reiterating what Molly's just said, but my name is Chris Brook. I'm a member of the board of the HRC, here to speak in favor of your funding for a position to help day laborers in our community, and also thank you for proactive, positive steps that you've taken in the past year. We really do think that getting rid of the anti-lingering ordinance was a real step in the right direction and has helped the day laborer community feel more a part of our community. There's still challenges that day laborers face. One of the challenges that I'm sure that you're aware of is wage theft, which is a huge problem and has been, is consistently a problem with day laborers, but has been even more of a problem since the economic recession, and we hear about it a great deal in the corner, hear about it a great deal at Abbey Court. We also hear about workers who want to get additional training so that they can more easily find work on a daily basis and be more marketable, have further skills. And workers also, you know, want to work together so that they can, when they see a problematic employer, come up with some sort of collaborative way of dealing with that so that they can, you know, put together the skills that they have as a group to bring everybody up. And we really see the funding for this position to work with day laborers as a way to assist workers in these challenges and in building up these skills that they need to be more marketable and to avoid sort of unsavory employers. So we've been working, HRC has been working collaboratively, as Molly said, with Justice United, with members of El Centro, with a lot of y'all who've been at a lot of those meetings as well, and want this to be a joint effort with the workers as well to ensure everybody's on the same page and that we're, you know, not only putting money someplace, but making sure that it's being spent in a fashion that's going to give a lot of bang for the buck. So I know everybody is committed from those organizations to making that happen. Really appreciate all the positive steps that have been happening in the past year and hope you'll continue what we see sort of proactively working with the community.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Robert Dowling.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the board. My name is Robert Dowling, the Executive Director of Community Home Trust. I'm here to thank you for your support. We asked for $34,000, the same amount we've received for the past four fiscal years. I'm hoping the manager has that in his budget. I haven't confirmed that with him.
Yes.
And we appreciate that support you provided to us. I figured out while I was sitting there that this board has been supporting this organization for 21 years now, since Jackie first joined the board back in 1991. There are now 23 homes in the Home Trust in Carrboro. There are 9 more under construction right now in Ballantyne and Claremont. And in 2012, 2013, there'll be another 9 built in Ballantyne and Claremont. So our total Carrboro inventory will go to 41 homes by the end of the next fiscal year. That's more than twice what it was 2 years ago, and the $34,000 allocation we have received is, this will be our fifth year, 12-13, which is the same for all the local governments. We will have grown our inventory by more than 50% in those 5 years, operating with the same dollar amount, and in fact operating with one half less FTE, full-time equivalent. Our work is more difficult than it's ever been. This is my 15th year, and it is much more difficult now than it's ever been before. It is really difficult to get a loan from a bank, particularly if you're low income, particularly if you don't have many cash reserves, financial assets. Banks just don't seem to want to lend money. And our go-to bank was RBC. PNC is not even in the game. They're on the sidelines. They're not even in the gym. I'm not sure where they are. There are other banks that we've been working with who are very difficult to work with. I won't bore you with the technical details, but it is extraordinarily difficult right now to get people loans. And we've got a lot of inventory. We have a developer who expects us to sell homes. And I think you've heard developers stand here at this microphone and complain that we don't sell their homes very well. Well, it ain't easy. It ain't easy. It's not for lack of trying. On top of that, we're struggling with people who are homeowners who have lost jobs in this recession or who have lost income in this recession. And we bought a home last week from a woman who's a single mom, who lost her job, regained another job at a lower wage, and just simply couldn't make it work. She was facing foreclosure. We We terminated a ground lease. We worked together, paid off the bank loan, and now we own that property. And now we have to fix it up and sell it again. And we have three other homeowners who are in very similar positions. One we just learned about yesterday. We have 195 homes, and most people just live their lives and we don't talk to them on a regular basis. But when they get in trouble, that's when they call us. And so you never know when the phone's going to ring and someone's going to say, I lost my job. It's a difficult time. And if these three people, we've never had a foreclosure. In every instance, we have stepped in and transitioned the person out of the house by servicing the loans. In one situation, the person was able to stay in the home. But it's very difficult, and I don't anticipate it's going to get easier as our inventory continues to grow. We're trying to change how we do what we do to adjust to these circumstances. My board has been very supportive of that, but there's only so many things we can control. We can't control banks, we can't control economic circumstances. So we're a good organization, we're pretty smart, we work hard, and we don't believe in just doing what we've been doing because that's the way we did it. My staff, I will tell you, I drive them crazy because I'm always saying, what do we need to change? How do we change? How do we accommodate this? What can we do better? I think we do a pretty good job of doing, of changing what we do to maintain what my goal is to have the best inclusionary housing program we can possibly have, if not the best in the country. We will never have the largest, but we manage 195 homes, 41 of them which will be in Carrboro, and the objective is that those homes are successful. They work for the people who live in them, they work for the people who live around them, those surrounding neighborhoods, and they'll work for the people who will need them 10 and 20 years from now. That's success, that's what we're aiming for, and we very much appreciate your support.
Thanks, Robert.
All right, was RBC, is it the local branch that handled your loan needs, or was that through like the regional bank? Or
the loan originator was in local branch, yes.
Okay, so you worked with the people who are basically still here, but
they're not able to work with us.
Different, and they're just not able to because of the policies of.
Correct.
And do you have any sense that that's something that, that might be amenable to any form of persuasion?
They think that they'll get in the game.
Okay.
But they're not ready. They're still, I guess, trying to assimilate, this merger. And there are mortgage loans happening at PNC, but not our type. We're probably the most complicated loans they'll do with the 99-year ground lease. It's just they don't understand it. And the person we work with thinks they'll get there, but it'll probably be end of the summer.
Okay.
We have all this inventory right now.
All right.
And we just don't have many lenders.
Gotcha. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you all.
All right. Thanks, Robert. That's all the people I've signed up to speak on the budget. Is there anybody else who is here to speak on it who did not sign up? All right. Seeing none. Are there any questions for the town staff or directions you want to give to the town staff? All right. And we will have, we're currently, we're scheduled to adopt on, you said it a minute ago.
19th.
June 19th. Okay. Very good. Oh, right. It's right there. All right. Very good. All right. So I guess we'll just move on to item D4. A resolution making appointments.